piece of down underneath. Then sometimes it's, I've seen many wagons.
That's about all I can think of right off.
What do you call in a buggy the two pieces that stick out front that you put the horse between?
Put the horse between the, my gosh, have I forgotten that? And many of the times have I hitched up. I can't think.
Shafts?
What? Well, shafts, of course. Couldn't have thought of that, don't believe it, I had to.
What is it? Have you heard of a whiffle tree?
Whipple tree, that's what I was trying to think of. Oh, it's a whiffle. Which is whipple, I believe, whipple tree. That is something in the buggy, but maybe the thing the shafts are fastened on to, I believe, that gives. I'm not kind of forgetting about my horse and buggy. I drove one back around 1918, but that'd been some time. We had no white horse, unnecessarily.
What do you call the outside part of the wheel on a wagon?
The rim, I guess you just call it the rim. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the wooden part that was inside of the rim?
That was inside the rim. Now let's think a minute. I can't think of a term for that. I may have known it as a child. The spokes of the wheel and the axle. But I don't think of what you...
Have you ever heard of a folly?
Folly? Mm-hmm. No. Is that a term? No, that was never used around me as a child. And we, as I say, always had either a buggy or a carriage. Now we had a wagon. We lived one time in the country for about a year and a half.
Can you think of some terms that are used for the process of hauling wood or hauling anything?
Like a dray?
Well, maybe haul the process of hauling. Mm-hmm. Some synonyms maybe for hauling.
Well, let me see. Now, in town, moving things, transfer company or something like that. But I can't think of what you tried to get at, huh?
Not.
To haul any... To haul some lumber one place or another, I just say haul. Now, any time that you want to suggest a word, I'll tell you whether it's common usage or not. Even if I can't think of it, still it might be something that as a child I heard a lot, you know.
All right. Now we're going to talk about another word, drag.
Mm-hmm. Drag. Mm-hmm. I will drag it now, and I dragged it yesterday, and I have dragged it many times. Now, some people say drug or something, but that's not a...
And today I am going to...
Still talking about drag? Mm-hmm. Still gonna drag it.
I'm just giving the word to give me the principal part.
Yeah.
What is the instrument that's used in a farm to turn soil?
Plow.
And do you know any different kinds of plows?
Well, of course there are some little hand plows, the little hand instruments that people have that they can push. And then of course a plow that you drive a, hitch a mule or a horse to. Of course, kind of mechanical plows, but I don't think of another name. Maybe I should, but I think.
All right. What is an implement that's used to break up clods?
Well, let me think. A hoe would be used that some.
One that a pick, horse might pull.
That a horse. Wait, a harrow.
Do you think of a term that could be used in the process of sawing wood? For what you would put, say, if you had a tree with the branches taken off, one long
big log. Uh-huh.
All right. If you wanted to saw this into sections, you might put it on something.
Well, you think about sawhorses, which you know what they are. I wouldn't wouldn't think that you put something across on. I don't think of that's something you'd put it on. Mm-hmm. You're ready to saw.
Anything on a farm, particularly that might be used.
Well, right off, I can't think of what you're getting at.
Do you think of any kind of frame?
Anything but the word frame, no, nothing there that's familiar to me.
Does either A-frame or X-frame mean
anything? No, that doesn't mean anything to me.
All right. In the morning when you get up, you may comb your hair, but then you have another...
Brush.
All right. If you say that you are going to go through this process, you might say,
I'm going to comb my hair, or brush my hair, I'm going to fix my hair. You put up your hair.
I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I imagine some of the girls now, though.
Yeah, they've got a lot of
to go through.
Mm-hmm.